Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell, baby, on a Friday. Hope your drive home is going okay. Abe is in for Carl. We start every hour of every show with a big old hearty, hey, man. Dom pushing the buttons. Our man Day-Day producing this bad boy. And we got some breaking news from the NFL. One of the teams we're going to see on Sunday Night Football at Levi Stadium. It's Brock Purdy getting his contract. Diana Rossini, Tom Pelissero have it. And I can't believe the number.
Yeah, I don't think it's generally that big of a surprise.
I can't believe the number.
They didn't really have a choice, Mike. I think that's ultimately what it boiled down to.
I can't believe the number.
It is 5 years, $265 million. That's going to be a $53 million per year average over the course of the contract, although it is a little bit front-loaded the first 3 years versus those last 2 years. Maybe there's a way to get away from it in that last year, potentially, whatever. But $265 million, so he is a $53 million quarterback now on the average annual value. They added the money for George Kittle. They're trying to keep this run together. If McCaffrey ever can stay healthy, who knows how good this team actually can be with that head coach as well. I don't know how much I believe in Brock Purdy. I mentioned it last year. I don't think he's bad, but is he as good as – is he a game changer or is he a game manager? And are you paying him like one and not the other? Could another quarterback be equally successful in that system? And they've decided to go with it there, Mike. It is a lot of money, but they're in a window to win.
But again, we could talk about the injuries that they dealt with and when Christian McCaffrey comes out. Now, it's one of those offenses with Kyle Shanahan. You can seemingly plug almost anybody. You almost feel like a guy off the street can play running back and have success. But 20 touchdowns and 12 interceptions, I mean, that's like NFL numbers from 1975. I mean, that's like Terry Bradshaw before they changed the defensive pass interference rules. That's horrible.
And
I'm just saying, it just shows you how difficult it is when you've got a guy. And again, aside from him being Mr. Irrelevant, I get all that. But you got a guy that it's like Daniel Jones. They're over the same barrel San Francisco was that the Giants were with Daniel Jones, and basically paid $7 million more for this guy because it's so hard to find that guy and develop. But to me, I would have made him sing for his supper and franchise tagged him. There's no way I would have signed off on this deal.
He is now the seventh highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Which is basically about five or six spots higher than he should be.
Above him is Dak Prescott, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Jordan Love, and Trevor Lawrence, all of them making $55 million. Dak's actually at $60 million.
And every time a quarterback gets a deal, he resets the market. Well, I understand that aspect of it. And Trevor Lawrence is coming off even less impressive stats than an injury. But still, I get it. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. But to me, this just smacks of Daniel Jones 2.0. And again, what's the guaranteed money? 163?
180 something is okay. The guarantee. 181
that's not chicken,
is
that's
guaranteed.
Not chicken feed, man.
It is 165 in the first 3 years. So the last 2 years, 100 mil total, whatever. It's a lot of money. But again, you're in that window. You got to take a couple drastic chances. I'm just with you. You mentioned from the running back position. I feel like you could have any good quarterback with Shanahan and what they're doing at receiver. Now, they traded one, and we'll see the impact of Debo not being there.
And they still have to figure out what they're going to do with Ayuk's deal.
Well, look, if they trade both, and you have just Kittle and McCaffrey, who maybe...
And McCaffrey, he's another hit on the knee from... I mean, again...
With a $53 million quarterback?
Yeah, that's why I just, you know... Frank, take it back to the Giants. Now, again, Daniel Jones, you know, he was so polarizing in New York. Day-to-day, and if Carl was here, I can't speak for him, but I know how he would feel. Never been a fan of Purdy, but we always knew the sort of day of reckoning and to Abe's point, seventh highest paid quarterback. I always felt, you know, Sam Darnold should have made it. I think they got it right with him based on his performance. But this was a guy, I had a hard time getting Brock Purdy over the $50 million a year threshold.
No, I agree. And I think for me personally, the bigger issue for the 49ers is this is a team that's really been living on the backs of their defense. And they lost some key players defensively. So
they drafted young defenders,
but I still think when it comes to that window, putting all your money in this Brock Purdy basket like this, I don't know.
Now, the question moving forward as it will relate to us here in Atlanta, and hopefully you don't have to debate in 3 years, is Michael Penix worth, I don't know what it'll be by then, $65 million per year or whatever it is. But, I mean, hopefully the discussion is you have to pay him, he's that good, not the question that we have about Brock Purdy. It's like, are we really giving this guy $50-something million? It'd be nice if when the time comes for Penix, we're like, this guy has absolutely earned and is worth this money, not the big question, and could it be better spent elsewhere, and could you do it with a different guy? You don't want those questions. I want to know for darn sure that this is the guy that needs his money. Hopefully that's the path for Penix.
Hey, man, if you're just tuning in, big deal for a guy, Brock Purdy, that was kind of like the last sort of piece as far as the dominoes at quarterback to kind of fall. Be interesting to see now how he, you know, lives up to this. And as you said, not exactly the same group of players and weapons. That's why I thought they wouldn't give him the deal and just reset it and just go the other way. That's why I thought, let him sing for his supper. If he balls out, worst case scenario, you franchise tag him, you maybe wind up paying a little bit more on the back end.
Well, like for the 49ers here, Mike, 2-3 years ago, they were Super Bowl favorites. They were in that discussion. Do you still view them through that lens, like coming into this year as like one of the teams to beat in the NFC? I don't know if I do.
No. Again, that's why when you look at our schedule, that's one of those where we joked around yesterday, the team's always rising or falling in the NFL. That could be one that could be going the other way. A lot of folks, you know, everyone kind of just, for some reason, cherry picks the Commanders because they did win so dangerously. But they found a way to win. See, that's the thing. A young team that wasn't complete found a way to win with Jaden Daniels. You know, and that's why I believe in them kind of staying where they are or maybe going a little bit further. San Fran, I don't know what they're going to be. That's why it's going to be a very interesting test when we go out west to take them on.
If you told me that they were last in their division, I'd believe it. I wouldn't predict it, but
here's the thing. Is Sam Darnold going to be that great regular season quarterback?
I don't know. Right.
And then all of a sudden now it's time for home field advantage or to win the NFC West, and he gacked it. By the way, speaking of the NFL, we forgot to mention this earlier in Guy Talk. I forgot. You didn't. Not your fault. But I forgot to mention it. NFL owners and a lot of teams now, I guess, are there. We're going to get the butt fumbles going to get squashed. And now it looks like they're willing to take away the division winner with a lesser record and play simply wins and losses as far as playoff seeding. So basically, if you win the division and you've only got 9 wins and somebody's got 11, they're no longer the wild card. They're now the number 2 or 3 seed, and now you're the wild card, even though you're a division winner.
I liked the caveats, personally, of you have to be above 500. And if you're above 500 as a division winner, you still get the home game.
I like the 7-9 Seahawks at 1 year won the division.
Then you would have to seed it to one of the wild cards. That's how I would have liked it. Or I know at one point they were trying to become a mathematical formula between you have to be this many games better than the division winner. Let's not get too complicated. That's why I liked the 500 thing. It was pretty simple and easy to explain. If you're not 500 or above, well, you can't be 500 anymore because odd number of games. But if you're not above 500, you don't get to host in that scenario. I understand it, but at the same point, I like the reward of winning your division.
I know that this year we're looking at the schedule, Abe. 7.5 is the Vegas over-under, as I explained earlier. Not a lot of folks bet Atlanta because we're just not a brand like other teams. Even though the Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl since Clinton was president, they still get more juice because of the Dallas Cowboys. So they'll always get a little more money. The win total comes up. Here is our buddy Mark Grimani from ESPN yesterday talking about the fact that we're basically 5, and with a flex, we may have 6 or 7 national games.
I think the league believes the Falcons are going to have a very explosive offense, and I tend to agree with them based on what we saw from Michael Penix Jr. those last 3 games last season, as well as you know, Bijan Robinson continues to get better. And by the end of the season, I thought he was one of the top three running backs in the entire league. And you have, you know, Drake London, and even going further than that, you know, the Darnell Mooney's of the world and Tyler Allgeier. I mean, this is a team that can have a top 10 offense, if not better. And I think the NFL sees that, and you want to put your best possible product aesthetically, right? Your best aesthetic product on television in prime time. And that could be the Falcons. They may not be able to stop many teams. I do think that their defense will be better than it was last year, which is not saying a whole lot, if we're being honest. But certainly they're going to be able to put points on the board, they believe. And I think the NFL sees that as well. And that's where that confidence comes from. Like, hey, this team, we don't know how good they're going to be, but we think they're going to score a lot of touchdowns.
Be exciting to watch. That's what Mark is throwing out there. Meanwhile, on the other side, not to be a contrarian, but our friend Tori McElhaney, who writes for Falcons.com, she has an article out there on the website today saying that, you know, the path to the playoffs, you know, ain't very easy this year because of the strength of the schedule. We've got four playoff teams coming here. We're going on the road to play a couple of playoff teams. We got to go to Minnesota. We already talked about it. We don't know what San Fran's going to be, but we've got a tough schedule. I just don't know, because last year, I think my over-under was 10. Then Carl had it at 11. And look, I told you yesterday, that was the easiest money I was ever going to make. Over-under was 8.5 wins.
Yeah.
This year, Vegas actually drops us down. We talked earlier about the national perception, not really knowing what we believe in about Penix. Mark just says they think the TV networks do, but the defense will be the key, I think, as far as, you know, can we shut down some of these? We've got to be able to shut down some really good quarterbacks and some really good offenses this year.
Let me take it from two perspectives here. The Vegas number you mentioned multiple times is 7.5. I just looked over the schedule, quick glance, giving myself check marks or X's and wins and losses. I just don't see a way they don't get to 8. I'm sorry, I don't. And we saw it last year, maybe some games you certainly think you should win, you don't. But how do you not beat the Saints twice, the Panthers once, the Colts, the Patriots? I just, when you add it all up, it just feels like 8 is like a floor. Now, the other thing is how I felt about last year's, because I thought last year's schedule was incredibly difficult, and they navigated it until the obvious. Now, again, let's pretend we don't have that massive drop-off in Kirk Cousins, because the team was what it was for a while there. I thought last year the start was impossible. I thought you were facing 0-3 potentially, especially because you lost the one game I thought was winnable, which was Pittsburgh at home. Philly and Kansas City, now you did find a way to win one, but that start to me was tougher than this start is. So I think there's a chance.
When you get into, like, what if we just simply, you know, done what we should have done, which is draft defense and get some big edge rushers after the quarterback, and we just go with Penix. Yeah. Would Penix have been able to go 2-2 through the first four games? We'll never know. But you're right. I mean, Kirk was a statue against the Steelers. Certainly, you could argue that a young quarterback might not be able to do what Kirk Cousins did on the road at Philly in that come from behind. But again, neither here nor there. This year, it's going to be Penix's responsibility. How much better does Zach Robinson get? You know, comes back to it. Does Pitts play a bigger role in this offense? Or is Drake London continue to run the routes that Pitts should be running in that Rams, our version of the Rams offense?
The other aspect here, Mike, is exactly the same aspect that led you, or at least myself, to believe that you couldn't lose the division last year. And that is that the Bucs are not some juggernaut that are going to go 14-3, right? Like, the Bucs are probably sitting at max 11 wins. Probably 10. And so you're not trying to get to 13-4. You don't have to be perfect this year. You can drop some games and still win this division.
But again, I mean, unless the Bucs just reload and they've made their moves, they add another young wide receiver to complement a great wide receiver core. They moved on from their offensive coordinator. How does the new OC plug in? Defensively, they do have some holes, but they also drafted for defense in the secondary, which they need to improve. So I'm not like everyone just assumes we're going to leapfrog the Bucs. Not sure about that. Hey, man, this hour of the show, guys, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. A reminder, guys, it's happy hour now and every Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 at your neighborhood Buffalo Wild Wings. Hey, man, we got some Braves talk. Grant McCauley is going to join us. He was up in Gwinnett. Ronald Acuna had two big hits for the Stripers. Let's get him up. Then we found out just now that a big Braves fan favorite has been designated for assignment by another team. You know we love shopping with Groupon. We'll talk about it next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next. Driving you home on a Friday here in Paradise, and some interesting news that Braves fans will be interested in. I'll have to ask Grant about it. As Grant McCauley joins us, he was up in Gwinnett to see Ronald Acuna. More on what Ronald did and how soon we're going to see him back with the big club. I saw the Yankees DFA Tyler Matzek. So I know, is that ship sailed for us?
Well, it's a good question because it seems like unlikely reunions are also on the table this year. I didn't have any Rosario returning, but you know, I don't know that that door is completely closed for the Braves or for Tyler Matzek. I would think if you're a pitcher looking to find the next opportunity, you want your phone to ring, and it could make some sense to see what he has. I mean, Craig Kimbrell is pitching in AAA right now, for the record, so right. I don't think it could get any crazier than that. Right. This is the guy that's fifth on the all-time saves list. So Tyler Matzek, who had one of the biggest non-saves but biggest innings in Braves franchise history a few years ago, if he can get guys out, they're still looking for another lefty. I will point that out, but I don't know if this is the answer to everything, but who knows? I guess is probably the best answer for this question.
While we're discussing bullpen arms and transactions, the Braves brought Dylan Dodd up here with the expectation that he'll probably be sent back down, Spencer Strider, maybe Monday or Tuesday. What exactly is his role over the course of the weekend? Is it more in case they need a long man, or could he be used in specific situations?
Well, he's not starting anymore, so there is that. He is now a true reliever, so could he get you five outs if you needed that? Possibly, but I would think that he'll either be pitching in a game where you're either up by a few runs, quite a few runs, or down by quite a few runs. That seems to be the more likely scenario, or you run into an extra inning deal where you've run through a bunch of pitchers and maybe you end up using him on the final day of the series so that you can give somebody some rest. But again, I think it'll all be dependent on the score and performance of other pitchers before you really look to crack open the case and put Dylan Dodd into the game. But you know, the return of Spencer Strider is obviously what everybody's anticipating here, clearly by demoting Bryce Elder, which I would look at this. I know he's optioned, and it's because he has options that he's being moved, but it does have to feel the most like a demotion for Bryce of any of the ones that he has dealt with over the past few years. Even last year when he was ping-ponging back and forth, it never seemed like he was able to do what he's done over the past month, which is pitch consistent, reliable baseball for this major league team. And unfortunately, numbers game and options have caught up with him there. But I think him starting every fifth day is the best thing for him right now. It's just kind of a shame because of where they are in the schedule and the fact that they need to make some roster maneuvers, that Bryce Elder as a sixth starter is just not what the Braves want to do right now.
And you mentioned that his attitude is he's handling this, knowing that the roster moves and he's in a good spot. Grant talked to him as part of the podcast. Grant McCauley's with us, guys, on the waitfor.com hotline. They're up against the Sox up in Fenway. Then later in the month, into June 1st, Sox come here. How does Acuna look? I mean, a lot of folks commenting about him in the outfield. Is that to be expected, or is he going to get better, right?
Yeah, he will get better. I will go ahead and point out that he's not going to make two or three misplays per game. I mean, the one, I feel like in the corner, from my vantage point, when he went in to get the ball, he kind of vanished, and then you just saw the ball dribbling back in towards the infield. So I figured something happened, but when he was healthy and came back out to his normal positioning and no trainers emerged, I figured he was probably fine. But then I think it was a misplay on a fly ball, though he was able to get a throw into second on time. It's still, you just, I think, have to knock the rust off in some respects with this rehab assignment. I had different people pointing out that he's been bad in the field in yesterday's game. And, you know, what do you think he's going to do? Sit down there and work on his defense for the next 2.5 weeks? I mean, when they feel like he's ready, they're going to bring him to the big league level. And it's up to him, and he knows this, to bring his defense up to the acceptable level that's going to be expected, because those misplays, as we've seen, and as we saw last year with Ronald out and Jorge Soler in the outfield, they can be pretty costly. So that's part of his game that he's going to have to bring up to speed, because he is going to be the regular right fielder. There's just no way around that.
Right. And by the way, now that we can really get into specifics, you think, as I said to you yesterday, for guys who missed it, maybe the end of the month, like that homestand when the Red Sox come?
Look, I mean, based on the Ronald that I saw yesterday and the excitement level in his overall approach to the game and talking to him afterwards, which, by the way, he did his entire media availability in English with no translator there to talk for him. Then he did the Spanish-speaking press afterwards.
Very cool.
Kudos to Ronald for, you know, just being there to communicate, being open to it, and continuing to work on that. I know that sometimes that's something that, you know, people really want to see, but yeah, he's doing a little bit of everything right now, and I think that that's commendable. And it was nice to hear from the horse's mouth. I mean, the excitement is there. It's palpable. He looks like he's slimmed down a little bit too, which I think is good for him as far as, you know, not carrying any extra weight on his surgically repaired knees. That's plural, of course. If you saw the videos and the pictures from pregame, he was doing BP in what looked like some 1980s NBA shorts and a cutoff shirt. So he's put together still, but just a little bit smaller than he had bulked up over the last couple of years. Looks good, excited, and I think that, to get back to your actual question rather than his physical description, he could be ready, I think, maybe as soon as next week. That's going to be up to the Braves. He wasn't ready to commit to any of that, but I really feel like the plan has really only been made through this weekend. After that, it will depend largely on how Ronald feels physically, how his body is responding, and, you know, the numbers might be in third place as far as all those things are concerned.
This is Grant McCauley on the waitfor.com hotline from the Diamond, coming your way on Sunday at 5 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Of course, Grant hosting that, also 92.9 The Game Braves insider. Chris Sale. Spent 6 years with the Boston Red Sox and returns to Fenway tonight. Anything you'll be looking for in the early innings in regards to him emotionally, to see how he's handling that return?
Yeah, maybe a little extra juice there. You know, I mean, I'm sure he's excited about it, because hearing from Chris Sale when he got traded over to Atlanta, I mean, he didn't want his time in Boston to certainly end the way that it did. I mean, he got traded over there, signed a contract, and considered himself a Red Sox, until which point he's not a Red Sox, and now he considers himself an Atlanta Brave. But I think it was a chapter that he's always going to look back and think, you know, what if I'd been healthier? Sure, I think that's pretty natural, but this is also a guy that helped pitch them to a World Series title while he was there and experienced some of the highs of highs when you talk about playing any sport to win a world title. So I think that Chris Sale has certainly sorted some things out in recent starts. He seems to look a lot more like the vintage Chris Sale that we saw last year. And I'm sure that the Red Sox, having known him for as long as they have, are going to be ready to attack. So let's see if he maybe throws a little wrinkle in there early on and maybe uses a little bit of that deception that I think he's been trying to tap into as well some this year.
So our man Grant talking about the Bravos, one of the conversations we were having yesterday, and again, I got people fired up. I got like 60-some-odd thousand views, Grant, talking about, I like Drake, I want more Drake. But obviously they're not going to move on from Sean Murphy. But next year, if Ozuna, again, probably could make more than $16 million on the open market, no way the Braves match? And if so, is Drake a DH?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the Ozuna thing is kind of its own unique discussion. He's not, I don't think, going to be in line for that 5-year deal that he got the last time.
No,
but could there be a 2-year thing that makes some sense? Possibly. I mean, we saw how the Braves handled things with Travis d'Arnaud, with Charlie Morton, with guys that they liked that they wanted to keep around. Hey, here's another year and an option. And then when it came time to exercise the option, hey, here's another year and an option. Maybe that's the route that they choose to go with that. I think that if Ozuna continues to be a contributor the way that he has been the last couple of years, and it looks like he is again this year, I think you owe it to yourself to figure out if you can continue to run that back. But Drake Baldwin creates an interesting discussion for now, at the very least, because of his advanced approach at the plate, and the numbers are undeniable. I mean, this guy has been one of, if not perhaps, the Braves' best hitter in the early going. Now, he's played less than some other guys, but when you're batting 600 in a month and hitting over 450 over your last, basically, calendar month,
right,
something's going pretty right there. You might want to figure out a way to get that guy more playing time. If you've got Sean Murphy and you have Drake Baldwin and you could maybe take some of the work off of both of those guys, or maybe Murph just takes the brunt as the regular catcher and Baldwin spells him and DHs, that's a plan that could make some sense. So I guess on the one hand, I agree with you and say that that is certainly a viable option for them. But on the other, I would say it's pretty early and the Ozuna thing kind of has to play out on its own.
Hey, Grant, really nice trio of pitching matchups over the course of the weekend. It starts again with Chris Sale and Garrett Crochet tonight. Grant Holmes, Lucas Giolito, and Brian Bellow on Sunday. But the Red Sox are a game below 500. Are you viewing this series as a step up in competition for the Braves?
Definitely. I think this is a team that, I mean, they've got some guys that can – I mean, they've been through their stuff this year as well. Obviously, the record would suggest that. So I don't think that they're head and shoulders above the Braves. I think that this is kind of an evenly matched series. You pointed out the pitching matchups. None of the three of them do I look at them and think, oh, well, clear advantage here, here, and here. This is a team that looks very much the same. The Red Sox have had their own stuff going on with the Rafael Devers deal and obviously with – you know, bringing over Alex Bregman and plugging him in at third base, that was a lot of a conversation for this team. And, you know, I think that this is – every series is going to be important for the Braves, whether it's the Nationals or the Marlins or the Boston Red Sox or whoever it may be. They've got to take advantage of winning them and keep that momentum going.
Grant, before we cut you loose, man, we were talking a lot about, you know, this team getting to 500, staying there. Do you feel better right now? Now knowing that Ronald is coming back, I mean, I know you, like, you never really lost your poise or your patience. Like Carl and I were freaking out after those games against the Padres and the Dodgers. But you feel right now this team is right where it needs to be in relation to the Mets and the Phillies?
Yeah, I think if you told me in spring training, hey, the Braves are going to tread water, they'll be about a 500 team, a little better than maybe by the time Ronald gets back, most people, I think, would sign up for that and say, all right, well, they did what they're supposed to do. Obviously, they've scored enough to win some games. They've pitched well enough to win some games. They've also lost some where they've either pitched well or not scored enough, or maybe that's the same thing. I don't know. But this is pretty much, I feel like, a good case scenario. Best case is you don't lose seven in a row to start the year. Outside of that, I think you could live with all the other results since then.
All right, big man, have a great weekend. Again, where can people find all of your quality programming?
You can find me right here on a quality radio station, 92.9 The Game, on Sunday from 5 to 7. I'll have Jason Stark on with me to talk all about the Pete Rose reinstatement from the banished list. We recorded that actually today. It was an outstanding conversation. I'm really excited to share that. 5 to 7 on Sunday, and then wherever you get your podcast or the Odyssey app, just search for From the Diamond.
And by the way, just make sure we got it right. The earliest that Pete Rose could be inducted would be 2028?
I believe it's next year, but I would have to check to see which committee ballot is up. So not to make a long story longer, but they have revamped all of the committees, and it's by eras, and he is in the era where your best – contributions to the game happened pre-1980. Another guy on that list, Shoeless Joe Jackson. So we'll see if they're on the same ballot.
Fricky's favorite player. All right, man. Have a great one, Grant. That's our man, Grant McCauley, right there on the waitfor.com hotline. This hour, Dukes and Bell, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Guys, it's happy hour now and every Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 at your neighborhood Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll come back. You're not going to believe who just got paid. 180 some odd guaranteed million dollars in the NFL? That guy? That's also on the way. Did Caleb Williams' dad say some things he shouldn't have said about Chicago?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up. Big story today, big money for a guy I don't think deserves it, quite frankly. So, yeah, man, Brock Purdy gets paid. Diana Rossini, Tom Pelissero had it first. What's the guaranteed component on this?
181.
But it, altogether, the sticker shock is what, 260?
265 over 5 years, which again averages out to $53 million per year. And what'd we say? He was what, seventh highest paid quarterback in the NFL per average value now.
As I said, for a guy that threw 20 touchdowns and 12 interceptions, I mean, that's, you know, as I said, that's like 1979 quarterback numbers. Hey, look. I was just talking to Steve Weiss, our good buddy from NFL Network, on Twitter, because he was posting about it. I just thought, and you know, I said, make him sing for his supper. You know, like, why do you have to outbid yourself? Now, if he balls out and he throws for like 4,500 yards and 36 touchdowns, okay, the price goes up. I get that. I was just of the opinion, look, let him play. If he kills it, you can still always have the option of the franchise tag. Not optimal, I get. But I just would never sign off on that. Steve Weiss says, no way. They love him and know what he means to this offense. He was going to get paid. Damn good player for them.
Well, and now the question is he the game-changer playmaker that they're going to need him to be? Because you lose Deebo Samuel. You're counting on Ricky Pearsall now. Juwan Jennings, guys like that. You mentioned it. I don't know how long Brandon Ayuk is going to be there, if he's going to be there, if McCaffrey can stay healthy. Kittle, is his career still plateauing at the top, or is he starting to slide? If any of those things are true, you need Purdy to pick up the extra slack. I would not have counted on him to be that guy, but they are now in that position where they need him to be a difference maker.
You know, that just shows you, and Abe, if you know, it's give me like the lightning round version. If you missed the start of the show, we were talking about this article that came out. Who was it? Was it Canizzaro? Who wrote the article talking about?
Graziani.
Is it Canizzaro, Graziano? Was it Barzini or was it Tattaglia? Who approached you? No, but it was an article that was written nationally talking about Kirk Cousins and what are the Falcons doing. They're being stubborn. And here's where we're at. Now, you could argue the odds of this happening are kind of like, you know, let's be honest, getting struck by lightning. But if somebody gets hurt, Abe basically went through all the teams that have got hot garbage as a backup. So real quick, give the folks, in other words, this would be a team if anything happens between now, and this could be somebody falling off a curb to getting hurt in a preseason game that would need a quarterback.
And I'll go quick. These are 20 teams that you and I kind of similarly agree feel like they have a shot to make some noise in the playoffs in their backup situations. Would they be interested in Cousins if a starter goes down? The Bills, Mitch Trubisky. The Ravens, Cooper Rush. The Bengals, Jake Browning. The Steelers, Mason Rudolph or Will Howard. That's even assuming Aaron Rodgers comes there. The Texans, Davis Mills. The Jaguars, Nick Mullins. The Broncos, if Bo Nix goes down, Jarrett Stidham. Taylor Heinicke or Trey Lance for the Chargers. Joe Milton for the Cowboys. Tanner McKee, Kyle McCord, Dorian Thompson-Robinson for the Eagles. If Caleb Williams go down, it's Tyson Bagent's show. The Packers, if Jordan Love, Malik Willis, the 49ers now, Mac Jones is the guy. And there's a couple others I left off. But I think my point entirely here, Mike, was that if I feel like I've got a shot to make some noise in the playoffs, I can't be turning it over to Jarrett Stidham or Nick Mullins or Davis Mills. Would that potentially be the opportunity for the Falcons to pounce?
Right, and that's where we're at. So, I mean, we've always joked around and laughed about, you know, our general manager saying, well, you know, we have budgeted for Cousins. I'm like, yeah, technically, yes. Because, yes, he's on the roster. How weird would it be? We've already covered that. I think most guys say, look, this is how Kirk handles his money, and we don't care if he lied back in the fall and then lied again. Either way, about his health status, I don't think guys lose sleep over that. So, again, they can have him in the building. He's going to be a good teammate. Knowing fair and well he wants to get the heck out of Dodge, he's not going to be a backup. All right, but there's got to be a place to go. The only thing aside from all the scenarios Abe just played out about injuries is if for some reason Aaron Rodgers pulls an end around on the Steelers, goes to Minnesota, and then Pittsburgh comes, you know, cap in hand, looking for an upgraded quarterback.
Do you think we could sell Kirk Cousins on training for the flag football team in the 2028 LA Olympics?
Yeah, we learned a lot today in the program.
On his own.
If you missed it, Steve Coonan said I was a master at baiting callers on the program. Mm-hmm. Abe also watches flag football that men play.
Yeah.
These are things that I didn't know. That all happened today. Hey, one thing we got to cover real quick, in addition to the conversation there about Brock Purdy, is what happened with Caleb Williams. A new book coming out on quarterbacks. And who? I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me. My screen just locked up. Seth Wickersham is writing the book. There's a story about a college quarterback, pro quarterbacks. Basically, it's about quarterbacks. But the story that is making the news to get the book sold is Caleb Williams' dad basically saying they were thinking long and hard, is there any way to basically avoid the NFL draft process to keep Caleb Williams out of Chicago and dealing with what they perceived as a dead end where quarterbacks go to die? Much like the Mannings wanted to get their Eli away from San Diego, John Elway's dad wanted to keep him out of Baltimore.
Yeah, this isn't necessarily a new thing that you may want to avoid the team that ultimately is going to pick you, and that's fine. And you could certainly understand why a quarterback might not want to go to Chicago. Certainly can understand why one wouldn't want to go to Cleveland. But at the same time here for me, they weighed the options privately and came to the realization like these would all be terrible ideas. All of these scenarios in which we force our way away from the Bears, be a undrafted free agent or this or that, they're all terrible ideas. They would cost you millions of dollars of guaranteed money, and they ultimately went with it. And that's what's so frustrating is, why are you saying this now? All it can do is kind of disrepair a relationship that didn't need it.
Yeah, because as I said, it's Chicago. It's a big city. So what are you you're telling me that William's dad didn't want him coming to Chicago? This guy thinks he's too good for the Bears. I mean, these are conversations. I can hear my buddy Mike North having this conversation.
If he don't want to be here, then get him
so
out.
So let me get it straight. This guy who carries a purse and cries after the Trojans lose, paints his fingernails, doesn't want to play in Chicago? I mean, that's you're not helping yourself, because these conversations happen. You know, and that was part of the stuff, the pre-draft nonsense. Does he love football? I think he's going to be a lot better because they got a great coach in Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. They should have fired Eberflus. If you're going to commit assets to a number one pick, they should have just had an offensive-minded quarterback. They wasted a year, basically. Jayden Daniels hit the ground running. We wasted a year with Michael Penix Jr. with Kirk Cousins, regardless of Kirk being the offensive player of the week twice. At the end of the day, we still wasted a year of Michael Penix development.
Yeah.
Commit to one or the other. That's what drives me crazy.
The other thing that's kind of bothersome for me with this Caleb Williams situation is it wasn't Caleb Williams with the quotes.
It
was his dad. And that bothers me a little bit, because now you're getting in your son's business. And you're a father. You have every right to. But you understand what I'm saying. At every step of the way, it's my belief a parent should be doing everything they can to further their children's
right.
career, right?
But again, helicopter dad.
But it's just a bad look.
But if they follow a kid following his coach out of the program to another program, that's not unprecedented. He followed Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma, and he certainly had a better next to last year's. Last year, he kind of went back a little bit statistically.
Yeah.
I've always, but just for me, I look at the Pac-12 and I say, you can't score and win. I mean, like, he did put up great numbers in the Pac-12, but Jaden Daniels did it against the SEC. That's why Jaden Daniels was more ready for the NFL. Now, he also went to a better place. Dan Quinn, and they don't have all the weapons either. That's why I think they're going to get better this year. They've added Debo. They've added pieces. They've added Laramie Tunsil. So it's not like everyone, oh, the Commanders are going to go backwards. That's why I don't buy that.
We might need to slow down that Pac-12 criticism with our guy. Our guy also got drafted off the
Pac-12
career.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's take it easy.
But Penix can thread the needle. Penix can drop that ball right in there. And then it became the Big 12. Can't we say that Penix was in the Big 12? No, it was the Pac-12. Can't have your argument both ways, pal. You could try.
Oh, boy. I just find it so fascinating that in this.
But I'm not a fan of West Coast football, if I'm honest.
Goes back to the Graziani. Everyone who thinks that the Falcons should not have Kirk Cousins makes up some biased argument about how stubborn they are or how they're asking too much. They're playing. They told you the whole time.
Right. But again, as we said, the step one, and Carl was on this back in January. You eat millions of dollars if you do it before June 1st. So they were never just going to drop him. And then we can debate. We already discovered the dynamic of him in the building. So be it. Then you get to what? Now, granted, what you're discussing, it's viable. But you're threading a needle.
It's smaller.
You know, you need somebody to, because again, that's the only way we get anything other than us having to eat 75% of that contract.
But maybe it's just me being stubborn and stupid. Now I'm using that word, but like, I'm okay eating that contract and having him here versus dropping him for zero value. I'd like to wait it out and see if we can get value somewhere. If we do, great. And if we don't, then again, as long as his relationship with Penix is helping Penix out, then I'm good with it, man.
Right. Look, they created this monster because this guy came here thinking there was never going to be someone over his shoulder. That's why his reaction on draft night was like, what the flying blank just happened?
And that's why
he then lied about his physical status.
Yep.
Because he didn't want Penix coming in, and then he's going to lose the gig.
You got it.
If it was Gardner Minshew or Taylor Heinicke, then he's fine. But it wasn't. It was a guy that they drafted in the first round. Hey, man, before we get out of here, got to update you on the PGA Championship. And that is brought to you by our buddies at the Georgia Hemp Company. New locations, by the way, in Kennesaw and over at Perimeter on Abernathy. Our buddy Joe Salami, who runs the Georgia Hemp Company, was listening. You can get coverage of the PGA Championship all weekend long right here on 92.9 The Game. Coverage also brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. PGA Championship, got to tell you, Johnny Vegas. Not Coach Johnny Vegas, but Jonathan Vegas, the golfer. He has a good round today, 1 under. He's 8 under. It is Mathieu Pavon. Yes, I've got to say it, Abe. From France, he is just 2 strokes back at 6 under. Matt Fitzpatrick, former U.S. Open winner at 6 under. Max Homa, 5 under. And then we get to the guys that you're pulling for. Scottie Scheffler at 4 under. He's got 4 holes left to go. He's 2 under for the day. We've also got Bryson DeChambeau at 3 under. And he was 3 under. He's finished for his round today. So he's in certainly striking distance. The cut is going to be 1 over. And right now, that means a lot of the live golf guys are going home. Right now, the defending champion, Xander Schauffele, is going home. The live golf guys, holy cow. Talk about a brutal day at the office. Dustin Johnson, 12 over for the PGA Championship. Brooks Koepka, 10 over. That's one of those guys, you know, we kind of throw him in now with Jordan Spieth. It's hard to see Brooks Koepka winning a major anytime soon. Physical issues, and now he's just not good.
Yeah, and I think there's partially because of the 3 rounds or 4 rounds and the level of competition stuff
it
like that.
It doesn't jam up DeChambeau.
No. He's playing well. And like you mentioned, he's at 3 under. I think you got to be at 2 under.
Went to 2 under. Justin Thomas misses the cut.
Yeah. I think if you can get to 2 under by the end of the round today, be within 6 shots of the lead. Because we've seen guys go low. We've seen a couple 7-unders and 6-unders today. I think you have an opportunity to make some scores. Just be within striking distance.
2 over is the cut. So right now, Xander Schauffele is in. So he's making the cut. So they just change it up. And then Shane Lowry, he was upset today because his ball basically went click and literally looked like a sunny side egg. And they made him hit it. I mean, let these guys lift and replace. If you're a pro golfer and you hit the middle of the fairway, you shouldn't be punished. That's just my 2 cents worth.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And certainly the weather has wrecked a little bit of havoc. I was laughing, and you had already seen it, the snake that was crawling through the fairway.
Dude,
there.
When the hell did a Burmese python get up to a golf course in Charlotte? Is that a water moccasin? It was a damn big snake.
I hope it wasn't, because they were right up next to it. I don't think it was venomous, but maybe it was. Right. It went right towards the ball, too, and then it just passed it. I thought maybe it was going to swallow it like it was an egg.
And that's an unplayable lie. On that note, let's get the heck out of Dodge and clear our throats. Hey, man, Chris Thomas is ready to rock and roll. Turtles coming up at 6. Thanks to Day-Day. Great week, man. Also, Dominator pushing the buttons in for Oren. And, Abe, great week. We didn't kill each other, man. Good times.
No, it was fun. And look, there needs to be some home team heroics tonight in the NBA because the New York Knicks need, and I mean need, to close this thing out tonight against the Celtics. If it goes back to Boston, we're not going to be talking about Boston and the mishandling. We're going to be talking about an epic collapse.
All my friends who are Knicks fans are expecting the collapse. They think it's going to be Jaylen Brown going off tonight. Supporting cast needs to step up. You know, that's the thing for them. We'll talk more about it on Monday when Carl's back from vacay. Have a great one. Clear your throat. Is that you're clearing your throat?
I can also just tell you this. I love the pitching matchup tonight. Chris Sale, Garrett Crochet, two of the best in baseball.
Right on. Hey, man, Kirby says, I just want to be able to have freshmen come in and not make more than a senior. Good luck with that. Now, Miami just outbid. Miami just came up with more loot, and that's fine. And I get it. Kirby, like Nick Saban, uses his position as kind of a bully pulpit to say, look, here's where college football should be going. If you're trying to get that big star, sometimes you got to pay him more than somebody who's already playing for you, man. I just don't know how you can walk that tightrope and still be competitive for a national championship. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
instead of going out and hooking up, you'll be at home watching flag football on YouTube.
Got to get you a girlfriend.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.